Welcome to the Busy Gamer podcast for the week of June 6, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Green Day Rock Band for PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Wii.
Get the Plus version if you don't already have the Green Day DLC tracks for Rock Band. You'll save a buck or two.
Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker and Disgaea Infinite for PSP.
Mega Man Zero Collection and Legend of K for Nintendo DS.
Also, Satisfaction and Let's Play Ballerina.
The Bachelor video game for DS and Wii.
Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11 for PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii.
And Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands for PC.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Alpha Protocol for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Backbreaker for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Call of Duty The War Collection for Xbox 360.
The Sims 3 Ambitions for Mac and PC.
Siphon Filter Logan Shadow for PlayStation 2.
Tetris Party Deluxe for DS and Wii.
And, for iPhone and iPad, Broken Sword The Director's Cut HD, Bruce Lee Dragon Warrior, Cat Physics, Crash Bandicoot Nitro Kart 2, Prince of Persia Retro, Robot Unicorn Attack, Splinter Cell Conviction, and Warblade Free.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our May 31st roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week, we're giving away books! Lots and lots of books. Game guides, to be more specific.
Blue Dragon.
Doom 2.
Dead to Rights.
And Dungeon Keeper.
You can earn up to 4 entries by posting a comment, reviewing our podcasts, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find the details on our site and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, June 9th.
Conceivably, with 4 entries, you could win all 4 books. But you'd have to be exceedingly lucky. We suggest you play for 1 or 2 of the prizes. Be sure to let us know your prize picks in order of preference when you enter.
Last week's winner,
Crunchbite Nuva, won Lost Viadomus.
Tom, who didn't win, added an interesting link in his entry for the Lost game.
In for this, would love to gift it to a friend just to make them play through it. I actually just wrote an article about Viadomus and game design in relation to Lost a few days ago. Check it out if you're interested.
Tom's article is an interesting read. You can find the link in Tom's comment. It's number 18 in our May 28th giveaway post.
As mentioned in last week's podcast, we're doing an instant win with codes for some Alan Wake goodies, Mod Nation Racers DLC, and Boys and Girls Club Avatar hoodies. There was some confusion, so we've clarified the 9 different codes you can play for, and we'll draw winners when we have at least 1 entrant for each prize.
When we recorded this, there were still no entrants for the second Mod Nation Racers Air Raid pack in one of the female hoodie codes.
If you're a fan of the multiplayer world of Test Drive Unlimited, as I was, you're going to want to pick up Test Drive Unlimited 2 in September. The only question is where to plunk down your pre-order dollars. We have a full list of options in our June 2nd news post. But unless you want a gift card or game credit, avatar apparel, and or a car that will probably be available for eventual purchase as DLC, you'll want to go with GameStop's offer, a casino bonus game that includes poker, roulette, and slots, plus the chance to unlock 2 unspecified bonus cars. We would imagine through casino wins, though this wasn't clear.
We also recently launched a new feature on our site, Power User Tips. A couple weeks ago, we debuted it with a handy process for confirming that any used Xbox 360 games and rentals aren't severely damaged. Install them to your hard drive. We have the steps in our May 26th post. If you have a faulty disk, you'll get an error during install, as we did with a Wolfenstein rental that, sure enough, bugged out about halfway through. If cleaning the disk doesn't fix it, you should return it for another copy right away.
Our most recent tip is for the Wii. If you watch videos on the Nintendo channel and sit, as I do, with the Wiimote pointed at the screen, you may have wondered how to get rid of those white bars across the top and bottom that obscure part of the picture. Simply point the controller down or away from the screen and they'll vanish.
Comment of the week.
Apparently, I watch videos on the Wii differently from most people since we received some comments about how easy this was to figure out. Tim wrote on our June 2nd post,
"In Nintendo's defense, I thought it was intuitive enough and got the thing to go away after a few seconds of watching my first video a while back. Moving the Wiimote pointer off to the side was probably the first thing I tried to do due to online video sites and computer DVD programs that respond that way when having the mouse over the playback screen."
I do browse marketing videos more than watch them, at least on the Nintendo channel where they tend to be about a minute long. It took me months to figure this out, and I thought I might not be the only one. Maybe I am.
Spoiler warning, we're gonna pick, pick, pick
Pikachu fan's fascination with LEGO-themed action games continues. This week, he reviews LEGO Batman for Nintendo DS.
Gotham City is falling to pieces. Yikes, the Riddler and Poison Ivy. I better start running. I'm reviewing LEGO Batman. The first boss in the game is Clayface. Do any of you know Clayface? I thought so. Have you heard of the Riddler and Poison Ivy? How about the Joker? The Joker's in it. Poison Ivy is. Even the Riddler. And Catwoman. And the Penguin. And even Killer Croc. Well, things are getting intense. And just to make it more intense, Scarecrow's in it. But did he know there's Harley Quinn? Yeah, she always follows the Joker. There's racing. There's kind of a race minigame. Well, you try to win the race and beat your time. If you win the race, you'll already earn some extra LEGO studs. LEGO studs are what LEGOs buy and sell with. I haven't earned a Batmobile yet. I race with Two-Face's truck. Do you know Two-Face's truck? You can build little things that you push down and they'll do special things. Who knows? It might even lead to a trap. Wait, there's no traps in the game. My mistake. I like fighting the Joker in Harley Quinn. Plus, I always like a good Catwoman to fight. I like every part of the game, really. I'd say it's 5 stars. Or 6 if you count 6.
With the TV series Glee ending this week, I took a crack at the Glee app for iPhone. This would normally be Girl Got Game's thing. She's the singer in our household and has a very pretty voice, but due to the limited default song choices and the way autotune works without a microphone, she just didn't want to share her results. So, I'll embarrass myself instead.
Can anybody find me somebody to love?
First of all, the app works better with a microphone, like the one built into the iPhone earbud headphones. Girl Got Game hates these headphones and won't use them, but I quite like them. The app, currently $1, includes 3 cover songs from the show, Somebody to Love, Rehab, and You Keep Me Hanging On. It's sort of like singing in Rock Band, complete with lyrics and vocal guide, but with the addition of autotune to help you sound somewhat better.
I spent all my years believing you, but I just can't get no relief, Lord. Somebody, somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love?
Assuming you match the song correctly and don't lag behind or jump ahead.
So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park.
Yo.
Yo. Cut it.
Cut it.
There are dozens more songs from the series available in the app for $1 each. Or you can use the music in your iTunes library. Though, this isn't recommended unless you're a star vocalist.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now.
Since it doesn't auto-tune your voice to the song, you have to adjust it manually, or live with sounding almost as flat as you do in real life.
So I'll play that in your, I'm really flat here, so why don't you kill me?
You can also listen to shared songs from other Gleeks around the world and even add your voice to them.
Saying all the things that I know you like. Making good conversation.
All in all, this is a pass even at $1, unless you're a hardcore Gleek with a good to great singing voice, or the desire to embarrass yourself in front of your fellow fans.
This one goes out to Girl Got Game. Woohoo! Auto-tune for the win.
Somebody to know.
likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be not to torture a match in your inventory.
What we're playing.
I'm working my way through Alan Wake right now, and I have very mixed feelings about it. I am enjoying parts of it, and there are other parts of it that I really, really hate, so I haven't quite decided exactly which side of the fence I'm on. But if it's any indication, Doom 2 came out, and I'm now playing through that for approximately 1,646th time. I absolutely love the game. I'm loving it on Xbox 360. And the fact that I'm playing through a game once again that I've already beaten several times over a game that's brand new and still has things to teach me probably says everything you need to know about what I think about Alan Wake.
Well, I've been splitting my time between Alan Wake and Red Dead Redemption, which we finally picked up when it went on sale for $50 at Fry's. Red Dead Redemption is probably as cool as everyone is saying, but it's so slow-moving that I'm having to adjust myself to its plodding, horse-drawn pace.
Take the reins, Mr. Marston!
I do like that it saves checkpoints more than past Rockstar outings, though I think you still have to find a bunk to actually save before you quit. Fortunately, you carry a campsite with you, which opens up options such as save and fast travel to a waypoint or unlock town. But I found Alan Wake, despite its many flaws, to be more upbeat and adrenaline-pumping, so when I get tired of meandering through Red Dead Redemption missions, I boot up Alan Wake to take down a steady barrage of Taken. I tried Missile Command and Video Pinball on Game Room for Xbox 360, but passed on both. Missile Command just isn't the same without a trackball. And even though I loved Video Pinball for Atari 2600 as a kid, it was mostly because there weren't any good pinball games available outside of arcades. Nowadays, I'd rather play Zen Pinball on the PS3 or the many pinball games I've downloaded for my iPhone.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare games are Ben 10 Alien Force, The Rise of Hex, Robocalypse Beaver Defense, and Voodoo Dice. For Virtual Console, there's Wild Guns for Super NES.
New games for DSiWare include Hero of Sparta, Telegraph Sudoku, and Kokoro, A Topsy-Turvy Life, The Turvies Strike Back, and Xscape.
The PlayStation Store has Tecmo Bowl Throwback, Planet Mini Golf, and The Lost Planet 2 Map Pack No. 2.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 received the Dead to Rights Retribution GAC Pack with 4 new game modes and the Stone Temple Pilots Pack for Guitar Hero 5.
Xbox 360 Marketplace got Snoopy Flying Ace, the Blur multiplayer demo, and new game room titles Frog Bog, Missile Command, Mr. Goman, Skiing, and Video Pinball.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life.
We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and please favorite us there. Also, we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win your favorite game guide.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's M-E-V-I-O.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/whackpodcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. Right now.
There is Batman! Da-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman! Does the Batman really ever crush on Robin? No.